This is Apollo 11 interview number 16 with Lee James. This is a NASA Apollo 11 news feature from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Apollo 11, moon landing. The astronauts slated to make this historic journey, Armstrong, Collins, and Aldrin, will begin their mission 36 stories in the air, high atop the mighty Saturn V rocket. Saturn V is the latest and largest version in a series of Saturn vehicles, which has evolved from the beginning with the moon in the forefront. Responsibility for Saturn is assigned to NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama. There, Lee James is manager of Saturn V.
The big event that we've all been pointing to for so many years, I guess we all recognize as the one coming up. Now let's see, where did it all start? It started with us, at least, with the Saturn program. We had 10 Saturn I's. They were always pointed toward manned flight, though they never did fly a man. And then we went into the Saturn 1B program, which gave us the opportunity to test the upper stages of Saturn V and to test the big Saturn boosters with men aboard. And that finally culminated with Wally Schirra's flight, which was Apollo 7. And this was the first time that man flew aboard one of the Saturns, and certainly that was a milestone in the Saturn program. I guess the next thing that happened in the Saturn were the Saturn V flights. Different from the military programs with which we'd become accustomed, where large numbers of vehicles were flown to demonstrate any one baseline, Saturn V had only two practice flights. Apollo 8 was the first time man was flown aboard the big Saturns, the big Saturn V's, and this was only the third flight of the Saturn V. After that was Apollo 9. This was a very successful flight, everyone will remember, and another big milestone in this lunar program. The flight we have just had, Apollo 10, was another. This was back to the moon, to us a different trajectory, a different approach, and getting back into practice, you might say, for the big one coming up. This too was a successful flight. Now, Apollo 11 is the one we've been practicing for. So this particular upcoming flight is a result of a lot of long effort. I think that a lot we've learned in the previous flights is going to stand us in good stead, and I hope that we have corrected everything that lets us get them underway at the proper time.
Lee James, Saturn Program Manager for the Marshall Space Flight Center, Alabama. Stay tuned for the next NASA Apollo 11 news feature and comments from Florida and the land of Apollo giants. This is Willard Scott speaking.